States Military Academy, the University of Baltimore, and Boston. He himself was a two-time All-American at Towson University, where he graduated in 1967 with a degree in physical education. Coach Dell had 282 wins in his career, which was the NCAA's fifth highest total when he retired in 2001, and 13 NCAA tournament appearances, second most at the time of his retirement. At the time of his induction into the U.S. Lacrosse National Hall of Fame in 2004, Dick Cadell held the second most NCAA tournament appearances of any head coach. The United States Intercollegiate Lacrosse Association named Cadell the National Coach of the Year twice, in 1978 with Army and in 1995 with Maryland. The Atlantic Coast Conference named him Coach of the Year three times, in 1989, 1992, and 1998. He has also been inducted into the U.S. Lacrosse Potomac Chapter Hall of Fame, U.S. Lacrosse Greater Baltimore Chapter Hall of Fame, University of Maryland Athletic Hall of Fame, University of Baltimore Athletic Hall of Fame, and the Towson University Hall of Fame. Beyond his accomplished and respected coaching resume, Coach is one of the most beloved figures in this game. Whether it's his high-pitched voice he sometimes uses on the field, his distinctly unique catchphrases, or his amazing ability to remember names and details, pretty much everyone in the sport has a big man story. He truly has been a father figure to all of his former players, inspiring them not only as college students, but as adults and fathers in their own right. Dick is supported by his wife, Dolores, and four children. Lisa, a graduate of the University of Maryland. Chrissy, a graduate of the University of Maryland. Son, Greg, a graduate of Dartmouth. And daughter, Erin, a graduate of the University of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our 2010 Spirit of the Wartime recipient, Coach Dick Cadell.
Something that they love, with people that they love to be around. And that's what I was able to do for 35 years. And at every stop along the way, relationships were formed, and those relationships have lasted a lifetime. And this is a night for the young people, and I really want to wish the best of luck to those high school honorees as they step onto athletes on the college level. To all the folks connected with this award,